This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. The Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show, hour number two. I want to open this segment by reading my latest commentary. By the way, today is Friday the 17th of June. Friday the 17th of June, coming up fast, the holiday, July 4th, that liberals and communists and assorted Marxist scumbags all over this country will never celebrate. They're excited about Monday, Juneteenth, the black holiday, but they couldn't care less about America's holiday, July 4th, celebrating our independence from the British. I realize if you did a man on the street, the average person wouldn't even know what July 4th meant. It's a day of fireworks, they'd say. And if you asked them, if you told them it's Independence Day, and you asked them, what is it independence from, they wouldn't have any idea. They'd say, from the Russians, the Chinese, the Germans, the Japanese. They'd have no idea that has anything to do with 1776 and independence from England. But we are dealing with a really dumbed-down, ignorant society and an ignorant country that's going downhill really fast. Some really, really stupid people voting who have no right to be voting. And, of course, lots of rigged elections. So even when the smart people and the common-sense people outvote the dumb people and the ignorant people and the Marxist people, it doesn't matter because the elections are rigged. But here's the title of my commentary coming out on Sunday. My latest exclusive interview with President Trump, the revelations, his shocking response about running for House Speaker, and the proof America's under communist attack. I just interviewed President Trump again. It was our fourth interview in the past few months. I believe you'll enjoy watching and listening. It's not your typical formal media interview of a president. It's more like two old friends talking without filters, and you get to listen in. You can watch the whole interview on video at the bottom of this commentary. And, of course, this commentary is up on my website, and it's up on other conservative sites all over the country. So at the bottom of the commentary, I put a link to Rumble and BitChute and to my website, Root for America, where you can watch the whole interview. But before I get some key revelations about the interview, I want to share a shocking story that proves, once again, our nation is under communist attack. We're experiencing a Soviet, East German, Nazi style of censorship, banning, and propaganda never seen in America's history. I just interviewed the 45th President of the United States. What an honor. Yet the intolerant communist tyrants and bullies of Silicon Valley will not allow you to watch it. What are they so scared of? Why are they so scared that you should hear what me and Trump have to say? I'm banned for life by Twitter, so you can't listen to it or watch it there. And I'm still on Facebook at the moment, but I'm heavily shadow banned, so I might as well not be on. And this Trump interview can't be seen by anyone at Facebook. How do I know? Because there's not one comment under the video at Facebook. In other words, let's say I put up 10 posts a day at my Facebook pages. I've got a Wayne Root page, personal page, and a Wayne Root fan page. Personal page has the maximum 5,000 fans. And the fan page has, I think, 42 or 44,000 fans. And every single time I post, there's very few responses nowadays. There used to be 50 or 100. Now there's 1 or 2 or 3, occasionally 8 or 10. But under the Trump video, none. So I interviewed the 45th President of the United States, but there's not one comment out of hundreds of millions of people on Facebook each day. Not one person chose to comment. That's because not one person ever saw it. It's being blocked. But here's the most remarkable story. This one takes the cake. My friend, great friend, Kip Herridge, will be on the show in the third hour, by the way, talking about what's the carnage going on Wall Street, and he's warning everyone about a crash coming. And Kip's the most positive guy in the world, who really always says the market's going up, no matter how bad things are, it's going up, 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 buy, 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 buy. He's warning of a massive crash coming. My friend, financial expert, CEO of VRAinsider.com, and sponsor of this Trump video interview. He sponsored it. VRAinsider.com sponsored it. Kip Herridge posted the video of my interview with the 45th President of the United States on his YouTube account yesterday. Within 1 hour of the video going up, it was removed by YouTube, and then his company was banned by YouTube in America. In America. Because he posted an interview with the President of the United States in the United States. You can't watch that in the United States. No, it's not allowed anymore. Not when the president's Trump. Can you even imagine any social media site in the world removing and banning an interview with President Barack Obama or President Bill Clinton? Who removes and bans videos of interviews with a former president of the United States? For what reason? Have you ever heard anything like this in your life in America, the land of the free and free speech? You can't believe this could happen. You can understand it in Nazi Germany with Hitler in charge. You can understand it with Stalin in charge of communist Soviet Union. You can understand it in China with the Chinese Communist Party in charge. But you can't understand it in America, how this is allowed. Johnny can claim to be Jane and he gets to go to the girls' bathroom and play girls' sports. Even though he's a boy, he claims he's a girl. He says, I identify as a girl. Now you have to treat him as a girl. So they take his free speech and protect it. And his free speech is so important, he could actually sue you for using the wrong pronoun when you introduce him. If Johnny thinks he's Jane and you introduce him as Johnny, he could sue you. Gay men could force a Christian baker to bake a cake with an offensive sexual symbol on it, or the state fines them $100,000 and puts them out of business. That's how important their free speech is. Your children are being brainwashed by transgender ideology to change their sexual identity in kindergarten, but you're not allowed to see an interview with the 45th President of the United States in Wayne Root. Just think about that for a minute. Let that percolate for a minute. Boy, are these tyrants scared to death of Trump and Wayne Root. What are they scared of? That you might like Trump if you watch the interview? That he might make too much sense? That you might hear too much raw truth? That what he says might spur a revolution to throw all the communist tyrants and traitors out of office on their asses? I vote for all of the above. The founding fathers are rolling over in their graves. Hitler, Stalin, and Castro are cheering because they love this stuff. And George Orwell is saying, I told you so. I warned you. And now it's here. Now to the interview itself. You can watch below, again, this is on conservative websites around the country, including my site, rootforamerica.com. The interview itself, the video, is on the bottom of the commentary. But you can watch below, but these are the highlights I want you to look and listen for. Number one, I asked Trump about my idea that he run for House Speaker after a GOP midterm landslide victory this November. I explained why we need him to lead the impeachment of Biden and Kamala, because milquetoast McCarthy will never get the job done. I asked him why he endorsed McCarthy as House Speaker, and Trump's answer, which was shocking, I never endorsed McCarthy for House Speaker. No, never did it. I only endorsed him for re-election to a seat in Congress. Wait until you hear the rest of his answer. I draw the conclusion that Trump is considering running for House Speaker and leaving all his options open, which is big, big news. And that was my idea from the first day. Number two, Trump agreed with me that Biden will almost certainly not run for re-election in 2024. I believe most Americans agree Biden is finished, maybe tomorrow. But to hear Trump himself say it is still shocking and refreshing, because no other national politician is willing to tell raw truth like Trump. Even DeSantis, by the way. DeSantis is great. He's the best governor in America. I think the best governor ever in America. Obviously, I love him. I laud him. I celebrate him. But he's not really a controversial lightning rod. In other words, you know, he fights for things he believes in which are controversial, but he doesn't say controversial things. I don't know if you could get DeSantis to say, I don't believe Biden's ever running again.
So that makes Trump unique. But certainly DeSantis is number two to Trump in this country. And of any Republican, he's the boldest. Well, actually, Wayne Root is number two to Trump, but DeSantis is number three. Trump brought up Ashley Babbitt's terrible death at the January 6th protest. He all but labeled it as murder by a Capitol policeman. I found that refreshing and also shocking. You know, to hear an ex-president say, I believe that she got murdered and someone needs to be investigating. And then I called the January 6th congressional committee hearings a communist show trial. Trump agreed, but he labeled it as a kangaroo court and a witch hunt. Trump agreed with me when I said Bill Barr was a terrible pick for attorney general and a rhino from day one. And Trump blamed poor advice from someone he trusted. Trump said Barr was so afraid of being impeached that he didn't want to do anything. I got impeached twice and my numbers went up, so I don't know why you're so worried about being impeached. That was funny. Trump and I discussed whether this Biden disaster is due to incompetence or the purposeful, intentional destruction of America by Biden's radical communist traitor handlers. Trump compared what's happening in America to the destruction of Venezuela. And it's a perfect comparison because Venezuela was the richest, most prosperous country in South America. And then a communist, Hugo Chavez, took over. Of course, he called himself a socialist, just like the communists in America call themselves socialist. Hugo Chavez took over and turned it into a crap hole of epic proportions. And people now, you know, do dumpster diving to get their food and eat rats and invade the zoo and break open zoo animals to kill them and eat them because there is no food. Finally, I told Trump that I don't know if America will exist in 2024, and Trump responded with pure honesty. He said, that's actually the bigger, much bigger question. Will the country exist? There's been more damage done in the past year and a half than in the worst 25 years in America's history combined. So watch the whole Trump interview. Those are the highlights. Watch the interview at my website, rootforamerica.com, on the homepage or at the top of the video page, or go to Rumble or go to BitChute and click in Wayne L. Root, and you'll get it. You'll get it. Wayne L. Root, the Root's on fire. My website, rootforamerica.com. It all starts there. And most importantly, you can always email me, wayneroot@gmail.com. wayneroot@gmail.com. We'll see you in a sec. This is Wayne Allyn Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
80s, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Hello, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, letting you know about the coolest conference ever. It's called Counter Canceled. It happens on Tuesday, June 21st through Thursday, June 23rd at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Many of the most canceled speakers in America will be there, talking about the topics the D.C. Swamp, Deep State, and World Economic Forum in Davos don't want you to hear about. If it's banned, confidential, or classified, if it's blacked out by the media, if it could get you banned for life on Twitter, Facebook, or YouTube, you'll hear about it at Counter Canceled. Hear the most canceled voices in media, tech, politics, and pop culture. Expose the real threats to our democracy and teach you how to fight back and win. Enjoy great food, drink, dancing, and DJs, a screening of 2,000 mules, and meet all the speakers up close and personal, including keynote speaker Dr. Peter McCullough and yours truly, Wayne Allyn-Root. Buy your tickets right now. Counter Cancel starts June 21st in Las Vegas. Go to CreatorConnectEvents.com. That's CreatorConnectEvents.com. CreatorConnectEvents.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
On fire. The country is on fire. The country's one big dumpster fire. What a mess. Boy, we better get some Republicans in by the bunchfuls in November. It's all over. But if you get them in and they're not the right Republican, that's no good either. We better get the right kind of Republicans in who back the agenda of a Wayne Root, of a Donald Trump, of a DeSantis. That's what we need. Let me mention the sponsor of the show, and then we'll get to our guest, Victoria Seaman, who's an excellent Republican. Goldgate Capital is the sponsor of this show. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door, right to your door, or inside your IRA, or your SEP IRA, or your 401k retirement account, and it's 100% insured, and they have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and if you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers today. Call now, toll-free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. Tell them Wayne Root sends you, and you will get up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order, 855-770-GOLD. Victoria Seaman is with us. And she is a Las Vegas councilwoman reelected just on Tuesday night to a 4-year term. Victoria, you don't even have to go on to November. You're in now, right?
That's correct, Wayne. Thank you for all your support and everyone out there who trusted me to be in office for another 4 years. I'm really looking forward to it. Yeah, and the nonpartisan races, which that is what city council and so many other sheriff is if you get 50% plus one, you automatically win and do not have to go on to the general.
And what did you get in this race? You dominated, right?
I think it was close to 57%, yeah.
With several people running. Didn't you have like five in your race, something like that?
Yes, there were six of us. I had
six.
Five opponents. And
yes.
We came out with strong numbers, so I'm glad for all the support in Ward 2, which means that it frees up my time to help save those other two Republican seats that are up in council because there's no incumbent in 4 and 6. And it also frees up time to help other Republicans on the top of the ticket, namely Adam Laxalt, to get elected to U.S. Senate.
Right. So, you know, just as an example, in the governor's race, Lombardo came through as the winner, but he only got, I think as the winner, I think he got 38% of the vote. That's it, or 36%. You got 57%. So, I mean, you know, when you're running against a lot of people, that's pretty dominant. It really is.
Well, thank you so much. I mean, I'm just grateful. I love my job, and I think it shows. And I never stop. I never stop doing things in the community. And I think people take note of that, too. My office is amazing. I mean, they answer everyone's calls and issues and concerns. And I think that's what people are just, that's what they want, you know. So we need people that are going to get out of the Republican, now that they're out of the Republican primary, to go forward into the general and represent the people.
What are your top priorities to accomplish in the next term?
My top priority, besides helping get Republicans get elected,
yes,
in my office capacity, the top priority is public safety. I have a very good relationship. I was just with Captain David Sims today at Summerlin Command with a group of law enforcement from Pakistani that I brought over there. And my relationship with Metro is so important because I'm able to know what's happening in the community and what their needs are. I mean, my job is to make sure that Metro has all the resources they need to do their job, which is public safety. And that is the number one issue in the city. And then, of course, we're making a little, tiny little medical district here, and I'm hoping to bring in a children's hospital. I've been working on it for about a year. We have a big park going in the Howard Hughes area of land that they've given us, and we're going to create a central park over there. It's going to be absolutely beautiful, and it's just making and bringing in an aquatic center. I obtained SNPLA money to bring in one, and we may be bringing in a second one with private money. And so these are the kind of things that are important to the community. These are the things that I've been working on. You remember, we had, I think it was 5 sandpipers from Las Vegas that went to the Olympics, mm-hmm, and all but one came back with medals.
All good stuff. That's why she won big. She wants to keep your taxes low. She's a real Republican, and she wants to keep your regulations low, and she wants to be pro-business, and she's for the police, not for defunding the police, and she brings home the bacon and gets you nice things for your kids in Summerlin, the beautiful area of Las Vegas. Victoria Seaman, great job. Congratulations on a big, dominant win.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. The Iowa Supreme Court on Friday cleared the way for lawmakers to severely limit or even ban abortion in the state.
Iowa Supreme Court ruled Friday that abortion rights are not protected by the state's constitution, a move that paves the way for lawmakers to ban future abortions in the Hawkeye state. The court reported, quote, "All we hold today is that the Iowa Constitution is not the source of a fundamental right to an abortion, necessitating a strict scrutiny standard of review for regulations affecting that right." End quote. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Average gas prices in the southern U.S. have seen their fourth drop in the last 5 days. The drop of 1.6 cents began on Monday with a 0.1 cent drop, followed by 0.2 cents on Wednesday, 0.6 cents on Thursday, and 0.1 cent on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lowered blood pressure and experiences less angina.
We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the show. The sponsor of this show, Energized Health. I love Energized Health. My great friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee, changed my life everywhere I go. People go, wow, you look fantastic. I can't believe how good you look. Actually, last night I was in Mastroianni's, my favorite Italian restaurant in Las Vegas. And one of my fans was there. And she said, you look incredible. You're so thin. Well, I'm really not thin. I didn't lose any weight. I lost 5 lousy pounds. But I lost 25 pounds of fat, inner body visceral fat mostly, which means the dangerous kind of fat that's inside your body, not on the outside, that's around your organs. And at the same time as losing 25 pounds of that fat, muscle, and I did all that in 88 days, and now it's coming up on 20 months. It's almost 2 years later, and it's all stayed off. If not, I'm even a little thinner now than I was then because, you know, I haven't really lost weight, but my body's repositioned itself, and the muscle is bigger, and the fat is gone. So it's really amazing. Go to energizedhealth.com. Same thing can happen to you. I look 15 years younger than I am, and I look much younger than I did 15 years ago. That's amazing. Go to energizedhealth.com, click on the red button, watch the masterclass video, and then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Plus, you'll learn the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration, which are the life-changing differences. That's the big advantage, the winning edge for Energized Health is extra and intracellular hydration. No one else has it. Make sure you tell them Wayne Root sent you. You'll get the WAR 40% off discount. Your life will never be the same. Just say Wayne Root, you get 40% off. Go now to energizedhealth.com. Our guest is, this has been a really guest-intensive show. We have a lot of guests crammed in to one show today. A lot of people want to get on this show, and then today was the day we chose to kind of fill in for the week. Mark Tapson, the Shulman Fellow on Pop Culture for the David Horowitz Freedom Center, and I got him on because for me, Hollywood's always a big story. I'm from Hollywood. I hosted 5 shows for CNBC back in the day when I was one of the youngest hosts in America, if not the youngest, and I was a hot game show prospect. Everybody wanted me to host their game show. I was chosen to be the host of Gambit, replacing Wink Martindale, and by the biggest game show producer in Hollywood, Heater, Merrill Heater. And so my whole background was Hollywood and living in Malibu, California with a bunch of liberal Hollywood actors and actresses. So I always like to talk about Hollywood. He's here, Mark Tapson, with the 20 dumbest Hollywood hate mongers. So let's go over the list. Mark Tapson, how are you?
Doing great, Wayne. Thanks for having me.
Hey, pleasure to have you on. Am I pronouncing Tapson right? Is that the right way to pronounce your last name?
Perfectly, yes.
Okay, good. All right, so the 20 dumbest Hollywood hate mongers, let's go over the list. Go ahead, the floor is yours.
Let me give you a little background on it, if I may.
Sure.
I work for the David Horowitz Freedom Center, and your listeners may or may not know that we put out a lot of short booklets or pamphlets about 30, 40 pages long or so on various political topics. And David asked me to write one about, in fact, he wanted me to write it with the title, The 20 Most Deranged Hollywood Hysterics. And so with a title like that, how could I say no? As you mentioned at the outset, pop culture is very, very important. I think a lot of conservatives don't really grasp yet how critical it is. As Andrew Breitbart was fond of saying, politics flows downstream from culture. So Hollywood, although a lot of conservatives may consider it kind of a frivolous or shallow topic, it's really actually quite critical. So anyway, so he asked me to focus on 20 or 25. We started out with 25 and decided that there was so much profanity and hate mongering that we decided to cut it down a little bit to 20 because it would be so much to slog through for readers. So I made up a list of 20 off the top of my head, but I just want to mention also that it wasn't just an exercise in celebrity bashing, which, as fun as it might be sometimes, isn't really the point here. The point is that these celebrities, although it's easy for us to dismiss them as kind of narcissistic cranks, they're treated with far too much seriousness by the mainstream media as legitimate voices of political analysis and commentary. So you'll see someone, for example, like filmmaker Rob Reiner, who is one of the people on our list, became famous for playing Meathead. All in the Family back in the 70s. And he went on to direct and produce a lot of films. He appears regularly, for example, on MSNBC. And that guy's got no political insight or expertise, but he appears regularly in mainstream media to do nothing but spew his inane hatred of the right. But that's, you know, that's because the media grant these celebrities a very powerful media megaphone to do that. And it's sadly very influential. But onto the list. Yeah, we picked 20. Most of them are quite famous. Most of them are probably household names. A few are not household names, but they're very recognizable faces.
Well, give us a few household names. Let's talk about some, because you know that's the way society is. We care about the household names. Who are the biggest dumb Hollywood hate mongers that have big time names? I want to hear for my own edification. Because see, I'm one of the rare conservatives who literally watches all the pop TV shows and movies because I always want to be relevant and know what's going on and be able to talk with anyone, including any kid. Right. So go ahead, tell me who's the big ones.
Well, we've got people like Robert De Niro. Cher, for example, Rob Reiner, whom I mentioned, Rosie O'Donnell, who had a long-standing feud with Donald Trump, you know, Jim Carrey, Joy Behar, Whoopi Goldberg. These are some of the bigger ones. I mentioned Jim Carrey. Who else? Sean Penn is another one. Alec Baldwin. Alyssa Milano, you know, very recognizable face, pretty much of a household name. We've got a few others like Michael Rapaport, who is not a household name, but he's been in many, many, he's a recognizable face from many TV shows and some well-known movies. Ron Perlman is another one. Kathy Griffin, she's, you know, a self-described D-lister, but she's pretty much a household name as a comedian. And we included her on the list because how could you leave off, you know, a hate monger who posed with the mock severed, bloodied head of Donald Trump?
Exactly.
If that's not hate mongering, I'm not sure what qualifies. But so we serialized this list at frontpagemag.com, which is kind of the flagship website of the David Horowitz Freedom Center, where we have most of our political commentary. But as I said, we're going to produce it as a booklet and pamphlet, which will be available for sale, and people can dive into this, but with a strong language warning, I must say, because the profanity, the amount of profanity is just overwhelming. It's astonishing. I mean, these people are just unhinged about Trump and his supporters. You know, it was really Trump that really triggered the Hollywood left, even more so than George W. Bush did. I mean, those were the good old days compared to the demonization that Hollywood has thrown toward Donald Trump. But he really triggered them like throwing holy water on a possessed person. And some of these celebrities, like Robert De Niro, for example, they're just reduced to inarticulate screaming of profanities. They can't even make a legitimate argument or, you know, intelligent comment. They're just De Niro has just become well known, almost as well known now for spewing F Trump as he has been for some of his acting performances. So it's quite a slog of hatred and profanity to go through, but it's very enlightening about just how Hollywood you know, puts out this kind of facade of tolerance and inclusion and compassion and all that, and just under that, they are absolutely seething with hatred for their political opponents.
Well, I mean, the most interesting thing is they just don't seem to understand. They have no... See, one thing I've got in life, the only thing I've got going for me, Mark, is I have a gut instinct because I'm the son of a butcher. I'm an SOB, right? Son of my dad, the butcher. And I think like him, and I know what average Americans in the silent majority think about things. Hollywood is so clueless. I've never seen people that are so rich and such celebrities, and they don't have any idea what the average person thinks about anything. So, I mean, I always know on issue A, B, C, and D what the average American thinks. They turn off Americans. And so, as an example, I see in the notes here, you're saying that studio executives in Hollywood are looking to China for profits because they're relying less on the domestic box office. That's because the domestic box office has movies and TV shows that the average American won't watch anymore.
That's absolutely right. And you're totally right about Hollywood being disconnected from the Americans that in the so-called flyover states that a lot of Hollywood celebrities show such disdain for. You know, back in the 2020 Golden Globes Awards show, which was hosted by the British comedian Ricky Gervais, he even had the celebrities squirming in their seats making that very same point, telling them, you're in no position. First of all, he warned them not to bother giving any political speeches when they got up to receive their awards. Then he said, you're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world. And that it's a very valid point. They live in the most, what I call the most thought conformist bubble of any demographic in the country. And so that they're progressive opinions reinforce each other, and they just have no other they get no other perspectives on the world, and they really think that they're so morally superior and intellectually superior and politically enlightened that everybody just needs to catch up with them instead of them opening their minds to other perspectives.
And they're wrong on everything, absolutely everything.
Absolutely.
Hey, we got to run,
right,
Mark. Radio goes fast. Mark Tapson, the Shulman Fellow on Pop Culture for the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Go check out his article in the 20 Dumbest Hollywood Hate Mongers. I assume that article is found. What's the website? Where can they find it, Mark, real quick?
It's the frontpagemag.com.
You guys carry a lot of my stuff, actually. Yeah, you guys carry a lot of my stuff, Front Page Mag. Great stuff, frontpagemag.com. Check out the column on the Hollywood Dumb Hate Mongers. Thanks, Mark. We'll be right back. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to mypillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. mypillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Kyle LeBrew, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LeBrew stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LeBrew, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLeBrew.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I ever mention Alan is because it brings out my initials, War, right? It's supposed to be Wayne Root. Matter of fact, I've been knighted, so I'm now Sir Wayne Allyn Root. But it could be just... Okay, Chris, very funny. Chris is Irish. He hates anyone who's been knighted. It reminds him of the British Empire, you know? He gets very annoyed. The IRA does not like people who are knighted.
That is absolutely correct there, sir.
Well, I'll be the first knight of the IRA, okay? You happy now? So, here's the deal. The only reason I bring up Alan is because Wayne Allyn Root reminds everybody of War. And I'm a branding guy, and it's very easy to remember War. But sometimes I question whether I should ever use the middle initial because you get a lot of candidates and a lot of guests who go, hey, thank you, Alan, I'm a big fan, I love you. Yeah, great. Except that's not my name. It's Wayne. But it's okay. It is Wayne Allyn Root. If you remember Allyn instead of Wayne, I guess that's okay. As long as you remember something, that's good. But I want you to remember War. That's the easy thing to remember. That's why I use Allyn, just to stress the W, the A, and the R. Got it? Just wanted to make sure everybody understood why people get mixed up and sometimes call me Allyn, because it's Wayne Allyn Root, and they just remember the Allyn. Sticks in their mind. Kyle LeBrew. I hope that name sticks in your mind. Kyle LeBrew. L-A-B-R-U-E. Kyle LeBrew. He's running for Congress, and he's doing it in the 4th District of Missouri. On the primary for the Republican Party is actually on the 2nd of August. So it's still over a month away. And he's a big fan of Wayne Root and a big fan of this show. And, you know, just loves me and wanted to get on this show and sponsor this show for the longest time. And he thought, well, I'm running for Congress. Let me sponsor the Wayne L. Root Show and introduce myself to all of his fans. And so I want you to reward a guy like this. He's a real America First candidate. Trust me when I tell you, he's a great conservative, great America First candidate. He'll always be fighting for you, the people. And he's a guy who doesn't believe we need more Republicans in Congress. We need more Republican fighters in Congress, more Republican warriors in Congress, more America First warriors in Congress. So it's not good enough just to elect Republicans. He's one of those people. So no matter where you live, even if you're listening to me in Vegas or New York or Connecticut or San Antonio or wherever, or Dallas, wherever you may be, I want you to, if you're a fan of Wayne Root, get out the credit card from your wallet or your purse and just go to kylelebrew.com and click on the contribute button at the top of the page and give the guy $5, $10, $25, $50, $100, $1,000, whatever it is, in the name of Wayne L. Root, tell him Wayne L. Root sent you and give him something. I don't care if it's $5. kylelebrew.com, paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress. And it's it goes without saying, I put a nice video together and endorsed him, and he's using the video, you know, day and night in Missouri to run for office. So good stuff, Kyle LeBrew. Here's what I fear more than anything else. Coming up in the first segment of hour number three, so 8 o'clock East Coast, 5 o'clock Pacific, the next segment coming up is Kip Herridge for a live interview with me to talk about the, you know, crashing stock market, the disastrous economy we're in, and the crashing, incredible depth crashing of cryptocurrency, and what threatens to be the incredible crash of the housing market now with interest rates exploding upward, and whether all of this is going to lead to a massive economic explosion and a Great Depression. And Kip is here to talk about all of it. But part of all of it is this food shortage with all these plants being burned to the ground, food processing plants, and all the problems with the baby food and all the issues with meat. We see 10,000 cattle dead in Kansas on one farm. And no one is telling us why 10,000 cattle died at once. Were they poisoned? Is this an eco-Nazi environmentalist terrorist thing? And they just want to make sure that, you know, they hate rich people. We all know they hate capitalism. They hate rich people. They want to make us all poor, and they want to make us all eat bugs and broccoli and tofu all day long. They don't want us to eat meat or chicken or fish. And so they're trying to destroy the food processing system of the United States of America, the food processing supply line. So here's an article. Pennsylvania farmers unable to harvest their crops because of the diesel shortage. I thought it was going to say because of the fertilizer shortage, because we have a massive fertilizer shortage because a large portion of the world's fertilizer comes from Russia. And so I thought that was what, but it's a diesel shortage. And, of course, they probably can't afford the diesel prices for the gasoline. In 2 short years, America's gone from energy independence to an energy crisis. Average price of diesel is now $6.19 in Pennsylvania. Diesel prices are up 75% from 1 year ago. 75%! Farmers are struggling to obtain and or afford diesel fuel and are therefore unable to get their crops out of the ground. The Morning Call reports Pennsylvania farmers are getting crushed by record diesel prices, and the situation will most certainly affect food prices and bring about new food shortages in the coming months. A report from Lehigh County, Pennsylvania, found a farmer completely stranded, unable to get diesel fuel, unable to operate his tractor. He can't afford to harvest the corn he planted earlier this year. If farmers can't pay to get the crops out of the ground, then the domestic U.S. food supply will take another blow. On average, a farmer responsible for 3,500 acres will burn about 2,000 gallons of diesel every month. Did you know that? I never thought about it. That's what runs the equipment that helps them to bring the crops to market, to farm the crops. As the cost of farming doubles from just a year ago, many farmers may only be able to harvest a little over half of what they once produced. Many sell back their corn and bean stock so they can harvest hay, which has a better return on investment. But the point is, there's a disaster. There's multiple disasters and shocks to the system all hitting us at the same time. And we are in so much trouble. Thank you, Brandon.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.